they'll eat the fruit thereof. Okay? So what I'm saying to you is everybody watches the news, and the news media, they're going to focus on the negative. They're going to focus on the deaths. So you need to balance that out, and even more than balance that out, you need to spend time in the Word of the Lord, speaking life. As a matter of fact, you have authority. Jesus has given you authority. And this is not my message, but it is an important part of where we are. You need to begin to speak the Word of God over our whole area, over our country. Jesus said, speak to your mountain, right? And command it to go into the... If you believe what you're saying, if you believe what you're saying, you can speak to it to go in Jesus' name. And so we're speaking death to the virus. Yes. And that's what you need to do too.
Yes. And it doesn't mean that those who have had the virus are not suffering, and those that are passed have passed away. And we're very saddened by that anyone should die of disease, anyone should die of a virus. But we know that our God says that we have to voice activate. Mm-hmm. We have to speak it so our own ear hears it. So, you know, rather than saying, you know, I'm going to get it, you know, I feel like personally, this is my personal opinion, that the media is just stirring that too much. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's going to get every, but, you know, we're in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
So
yes.
If you believe that God has healed you from cancer, if you believe that God has healed a broken leg or healed your child that was very sick, as a child, I was very sick. I was actually, this was at 2.5, and I had epilepsy, grand mal seizures, and my mother stood in prayer. She stood in prayer for about 1.5 years, almost 2 years, and God completely healed me and took it from my body, and I praise him.
Yes.
But she voice activated and said, my God is an awesome God.
Yes.
We're going to believe that we have received a miracle. In my little precious Ina, I don't remember much about it. I remember sitting on her lap sometimes, mm-hmm. and she'd say, we're going to pray again. We have to take this medicine. We've got to pray. But then eventually, I didn't have to have the medicine. Eventually, things just faded away. So
Amen.
We thank you. As quickly as this virus has come,
it's gone.
How quick it's going to leave. We thank you for Palm Sunday.
Yes.
This is our focus today. It's our palm, you know, that we're going to ask some people to come up here and cut a branch off, and we're going to wave them. Here's your palms.
Yes.
You know, there's the palms that you wave to the Lord. Look how awesome God is. Five fingers, five toes. Most everybody has those. But five is the number of grace. We thank
yes,
you for
is.
That, Lord. I just wanted to say one thing
sure.
About the palm branches, because we miss the fact that we mm-hmm. can't give these out, you know. So come on, Rella and Cece, let's cut a branch off. And come on, Lorraine and Kimberly, let's cut a branch off. And we're just going to wave those. I'm going to read these scriptures just real quickly before you get into the Word.
Sure.
And so this first one is John 12:12-13. The next day, the news that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem swept through the massive crowd gathering there for the feast. So they took the palm branches and went out to meet him, and everyone was shouting, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes to us sent from Jehovah God, the King of Israel. He was riding on a donkey, you know, and then he was also fulfilling a prophecy. People of Zion, have no fear. Look, it's your king coming to you, riding on a young donkey. So, you know, they loved the fact that they were praising him, and they'd take the palm branches. Can you cut me one off, please? They'd take the palm branches and wave them. We went into all of the palm meanings of the palm tree and how many 2,500 species and all that. Just read it yourself. It's so wonderful, all of these different meanings of the palm tree. And this means fruitfulness. We're fruitful in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Well, everybody was excited. They laid them down in the roadway, and Jesus passed by. They thought that he was going to Rome, and he was going to be a champion there. No, he was fulfilling the prophecy.
Yes, he was.
That was in his life to be the Messiah, the one that would give his life. And also... let's see, Psalm 118 and verse 25 and 26. Blessed is the one who comes to us, the sent one of the Lord. And from within the temple we cry, we bless you, for the Lord our God has brought us his glory light. I offer him my life in joyous sacrifice. They were singing that psalm to him.
Yes.
And a few days later, three days later?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just 3 days later, they cried, crucify him.
Crucify.
That was the Pharisees crying, crucify him. How cruel and how awful. But he came to save us. So as we wave the palm branches,
yes,
we wave them for you today.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the
yes
Lord. You don't have a palm branch with you today. Here's your palm branches. You raise them to no one else but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. And we're going to be so full of joy as to what we're going to share next Sunday as people drive by. And we're going to try to have the palm trees, but we're going to have a little communion cup for you. And we'll do it all according to what the law is right now, because we want everyone to be safe.
Sure.
But with that, remember, we still have the faith of our God. God, you are so wonderful. We thank you. You are full of goodness. You are full of healing.
Yeah.
As we sang it, our God is our healer.
He is our healer.
You are the one that heals of all disease. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
One last thing. Thank you so much. You can have your palm branches. Take them with you. So one last thing, I wanted Kimberly to come and share. So I was telling Dave, I said, and Dave was saying amen to that. So we're in pink today.
We're in the pink.
And the Lord said, everything is in the pink. You know, when it's in the pink, it's like everything's all right.
I'm secure. Yeah. I'm a secure man.
Yeah.
I can wear pink.
Oh, good. So everything is in his hands. And everything is in the pink, even with all of this stuff going on, even with everything shut down. So I was going to ask Kimberly just to share just a few things about the meaning and the definition of pink, but also because it's a prophetic saying as well.
So pink actually means right relationship with the Father and with others. It also means it's the sweetness and it's the feminine side. There comes Holy Spirit, tenderness, and many times it's the expression of loving others or someone while in need. It also represents compassion, nurturing, and giving. And red and white make the color pink. And red represents the blood of Jesus. And red also represents boldness and authority that God has given to us. And white comes the purity and the holiness of God. And today, nothing lacking. Nothing reserved, nothing missing. The wholeness of God comes with the holiness of God. And today we come with the color pink. It's the sweetness of the Lord for you. It's the Holy Spirit. He comes to guide you with his tender hand and with his mercies today.
Good stuff. Good word.
Amen. So Kimberly, just lead us in a final prayer about everyone listening. You are in the pink. We're following the Lord, and we know that all is well. Lead
Amen.
Us in a prayer.
So, Father, we just thank you, Holy Spirit, and we just come before you today, Father, and Lord, nothing lacking, Father, nothing missing, but the wholeness of the Spirit of God on the inside
yes
of us, Lord. And Father, even those that are watching, Lord, and Father, there's no time or space or distance in your Spirit, God. So, Father, we just thank you, God, that this is the day that you have made, Father, this beautiful April morning mm-hmm that you have made, Father. And we thank you for coming with your tenderness, with your mercy, with your authority, Father. And we just bless this time and bless this word in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. So blessings Amen on you, Pastor Dave, as you bring the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Miss Anna. Praise the Lord. I just want to give you a few more scriptures to comfort you right now. This one is in Luke 10:19. And it says, behold, Jesus speaking, I give you the authority. Say that word with me, authority. I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. How many know this disease is like a serpent or a scorpion? It wants to sting you. And yet Jesus said, you, I have given authority, all right, over these things. He said, over all the power of the enemy. And here's the key phrase, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Wow. What verse is that, Pastor Dave? Again, tell me. Luke 10:19. And then I would say, folks, one of the things you ought to do is just read the 91st Psalm regularly every day. Okay, I want to talk to you about real joy. Why real joy? Well, we're getting close to celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Easter Sunday is coming up next week. Give you a few short words about it. We're going to have our regular 10:30 to noon, right around noon, service. It'll be live streaming from here. And then right around noon, all of us will be out in the parking lot. And as you drive through, on one side, you'll be receiving a palm branch just to worship God. We'll anoint the palm branches. So you keep it in your car, keep it in your home, all right? It'll be a sign of the blessing and grace of God in your home. And then as you start to go out the other side, we will be giving you communion as well. And so you'll take it in the car, and as you go out the door or go out the driveway, you can begin to partake of it. So it'll be drive-through, nothing illegal. It's going to be good. It's going to be a great time. And that will be next Sunday, and we will tell you more about it. I want to talk to you about real joy. When Jesus came in initially to the city of Jerusalem, they were just, rejoicing. Lazarus had just been raised from the dead. They said, this guy is the Messiah. He's going to cause Rome to be laid low. He's going to take authority over Rome and set up a nationalistic Israeli, as it were, kingdom. But that was not the plan of the Father. You know, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. And so when they realized that this was not going to be a nationalistic Messiah, they said, let's kill this guy. And, of course, that was all in the plan of God. But the joy they had on that day they came in was temporary. But God wants to give us eternal joy. And guess what? He's already done it. He's already given you eternal joy if you are a believer. Now, I want to read from, I'm going to give you five scriptures on joy. This has to do with five is the number of grace. Okay, this is from Luke chapter 15, verse 7. If you're taking notes, Luke 15 and 7. Jesus said, I say to you that likewise there shall be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Wow. So, you know, the day you got born again, there was a party in heaven. They were rejoicing. They were celebrating. Every time you lead somebody to Christ, there's celebration. I remember one time, Pat Kelly, if you're watching, you and I were walking the streets on Saturday. We were involved in a thing called Saturday Soul Saving Society in New Orleans. And we had already led some people to Jesus, and we were walking on cloud nine, and we walked into this neighborhood, and there was a young man, and he was mowing his lawn. He looked like he was an athletic guy, and so we stopped to talk to him. We found out he was a track star. He was really good in track. And so we talked track for a little bit, and then I asked this young man if he'd ever made Jesus the Lord of his life. And he said, no, I haven't. Very serious about it. We told him how much he was loved by God, and he said, really? God really loves me? I said, yes, he does. And would you like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And he said, yes, I want to, please. And so Pat and I and this young man, we prayed the sinner's prayer, and he received Jesus into his life. And he said, I want to go to the youth group. I'm so happy. There's a new joy in my life. I want to tell my dad. And so we walked, would you guys come with me? And so we walked up the driveway. And his father was looking at us like he wanted to kill us. And what are you doing here? He said. And the young man said, Dad, no. This is so wonderful. I've just given my heart to Christ. And this guy, he walked up to us and he said, I'll give you 3 seconds to get off my property. And I said, okay, we're leaving, sir. Immediate persecution, right? It's okay. That's part of the package. But I said, could I ask you a question? Yeah, what is it? He said, I said, aren't you happy at all that your son just is going to be with God for eternity because he received Jesus? And he couldn't answer it. We just turned away and walked away. But that young man received real joy that day. And you know what? Even though we went through some persecution, ha, that's just part of it. And we walked away rejoicing, knowing that we had done what the Lord had wanted us to do. So there's real joy in heaven, and there ought to be real joy in you because you're born again. Number two, the second one, John 15:11. These things, Jesus said, I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you. Say, my joy. It's the joy of Jesus. All right? That my joy may remain in you and your joy may be full. Wow. I love that. I believe that one of the ways that we can experience that real joy of Jesus is just by loving each other. Just, you know, if you just give the Lord an opportunity, he will give you creative ideas how you can bless people. Wow, I hadn't thought of that. Oh, I hadn't thought of this. But that's his Holy Spirit in you saying, hey, send that person a check. Bake that person a pie or something like that and deliver it to them and just show the love of God to them. One of the young men that really, and I don't talk about this guy hardly ever, but I was a student at Princeton Seminary, and I was praying. I was saying, Father, I need more. I'm working with youth. I don't know what I need, but I know I need more. Help me, please. And this young man named Randy Smith came into our seminary dorm, and he was just full of the joy of the Lord, full of the joy of the Lord. And he was so happy. He was an engineer, and he'd taken his own part of his own paycheck and bought all these books called They Speak with Other Tongues. Well, hardly anybody in our dorm wanted to even read it. And when I came back from, I was outside, and I came back, and I said, the guy that came here with the book, do you have a book? Did you get one for me? And I asked my roommate that. He said, no, but he said, there's a guy down the hallway named Tex, and he ain't going to read it, he said. And he's thrown that, he said, he's probably thrown the book away. You can go get it. So I went in and knocked on his door. I said, hey, Tex, did you get one of those books, They Speak with Other Tongues? He said, I did. He said, if you want it, it's in the garbage can. So I reached down, got it from the garbage can, read it till 4 in the morning, said, this is what I want, had my Bible open, and soon after that, the Holy Spirit came into my life in a brand new dimension, and he can do the same for you. And one of the things that he'll do for you, he will make your joy full, and when you start giving of your life to other people, man, that's when the joy comes. When you pray for the sick and you see him whole, when you give a sacrificial check to somebody and they said, you have no idea, I was down to my last $20. I've had people tell me that. Wow, what joy that brings. That's why the Bible says more blessed to what? Give than receive. All right, another scripture. Third one. This is John 17, verses 12 and 13. Jesus said, and he's praying to the Father. He's praying to the Father, and he says, while I was with them, meaning his disciples, in this world, I kept them in your name. But now I come to you, he said, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them. Maybe some of you have never had his joy, Jesus' joy, in your life. He wants to pour it into you. He wants to bring you joy. One of the things holding you back, perhaps, is bitterness, anger, resentfulness, unforgiveness. God is saying that if you will forgive those individuals or forgive that person that hurt you, real joy will come into your life. I'll never forget this. We had one of our youth camps. Man, the Holy Spirit was always crackling, moving, on fire in our midst in the youth camps. And there was this one young man, and I never saw him smile. And a lot of our older young people, youth leaders, youth advisors, gathered around him. They had compassion for him. They manifested the love of Jesus to him. And they said, why are you so sad all the time? You're always sad. You never. And he said, because I hate my father. They said, why do you hate him? He said, because when I was a young guy, he literally would take his lighter and hold it under my feet or hold it under the palms of my hands, speaking of the palms of the hands. And he said, he's burned me. I can't even feel in some of my hand. I can't feel anything. He said, I hate him. I've got a gun in the car. I keep it loaded. And if I ever see him, I'm going to blow him away. Whoa. So these young people got around him. And they literally led him to Christ. They led him in a prayer of forgiveness of his father. And they laid hands on him, and the joy of the Lord hit this guy. And he was laughing and crying at the same time. Isn't it great? I mean, come on now. Where does that happen except through God and except through the Holy Spirit? You know what happened to him? He let go of his bitterness, and he received the joy of Jesus. Oh, what a transaction. Oh, give that to me anytime, any day. Praise the Lord. The fourth scripture I want to read to you is in Romans 15, 13. We're talking about walking in real joy. This is Paul's admonition to the Romans and really to us. He said, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. And that's our prayer for you today. If you're suffering, if you have the coronavirus, we're believing God's going to heal you today. This is your day of breakthrough. This is your day of healing. You say, well, maybe I deserved it. Look, Jesus took all your sins, all your iniquities, all your transgressions, paid for it once and for all. You don't have to suffer this, okay? Paul says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may be, that you may abound. I love that word abound. That you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, in one sense, we are spoiled, or as they say in New Orleans, for my New Orleans friends watching, spurled, okay? But this, the folks that are in our country pretty much are spoiled because they have things so well. Most of us do. Go to a third world country. We gave pastors, Ina and I did this back in 1983. We were in Peru. It was my third time in Peru. And those people were needy, but they were humble people, and they didn't have much. And I remember giving these pastors checks that they could cash for $200. I remember giving them some of my suits that I brought down there, and they just started weeping with joy. I mean, Ina was touched. I was touched. Somebody would get a check for $200 here maybe, and they'd say, is this all there is? Come on. I need more. You say, well, down there, the standard of living was not like it is here. Oh, yeah, it is. Have you been to Peru? I have, three times, all right? And I'm telling you that prices down there are not geared down to the median salary that people bring. These guys were so happy and full of joy, and they wept for joy. Well, you see that, and it makes things real for you, okay? That's why we say, you know, you go on the mission field, man, you're going to be changed forever. Just as an aside, Tim Rabelais' daughter, Sarah, has the last two years, two Christmases, she's been in Nicaragua. She gave up her Christmas at home with her family to go there. I say, if I had a hat, Sarah, I'd take it off for you. God bless you. And so these people had great, even though they were many, many miles away, they had great gratitude. All right. God wants us to be filled with gratitude. The final thing, and this is in James chapter 1, and I would say this to you even before I give this last thing. If you have any prayer requests or special needs, I want you to start calling them in, or you can't call them in, but you can write them in, and we will pray for them. We will pray for your requests, okay? This final scripture is in James chapter 1 and verses 2 and verse 5. James says, my brethren, count it all joy. Now, this is a scripture that most people are not going to have on their refrigerator because It's just that just we're not there yet, all right? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Pastor Dave, are you sure that's in the Bible? Are you sure that word joy and not count it all sadness? No. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Why? If you read a few verses down, we know it talks about patience, but if you read a few verses down, you've got to read context, folks. In the fifth verse of James chapter 1, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So the Lord showed me, he said, when you're going through a trial and you have difficulty counting it all joy, then you can go and ask for wisdom, and he will give you a wisdom key to unlock the problem you're going through so that you can count it all joy. See, we got to read these things in context. And I remember one time I had a couple problems that were really bothering me. This is a few years ago. And the Lord told me, he said, I'm going to do one of two things for you, Dave. He said, I will either give you the wisdom to know how to handle it, or, he said, I will take it myself and handle it for you. And I'll let you know which one you can believe for. I said, okay, Father. And he said, now the two problems that you brought me, I'm taking those. You don't need those. And you know what? Never heard from the problem again. God took it. All right, so I'd like our team to come on up, and we're just going to stretch forth our hands, and we're going to pray for you. Come on, y'all, and the team that is here. Yeah, come on. And we're just going to speak over you. And if you have any needs you'd like to call in or send in, actually, if you're listening on YouTube or you're listening, watching on Facebook, then we will respond. And even if we get these after this is all over, then we will respond by praying for those particular needs, and we're going to believe that God is going to do wonderful things in our midst. So praise the Lord. Pastor Kimberly, come on up here and close us out.
Father, we just thank you for this message on joy. And Father, we are living in a time where we can look up to you and we can say we do count this as your joy, Father. There's a greater inheritance for us, Lord, and a powerful future ahead. And so, Father, as we close out this service, Lord, we're going to bring these ones to you, Father God, that need healing today, Lord. And Father, we thank you, God. And even as Doris called this morning, Father, we just pray for Doris today, Lord. And Father, yes. I speak to that esophagus in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I just command it to function according to heaven, Father. And I thank you, Lord, from the top of Doris's head to the very soles of her feet, Father, that healing comes to Doris right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, that she'll be able to swallow, that she'll be able to eat, Father, and function according to the kingdom of heaven, Father. And I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Well, thank you, folks. We love you. God bless you is our prayer. Oh, hold on now. All right. Munch, we love Munch, Larius. So we send the healing word to Munch right now. Munch, receive the healing of Jesus Christ. By his stripes you were healed. We speak to your back to be made whole, and we thank you, Father, for resurrection life. Come into that area in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And we're just going to wait on the Lord. If you have to go, you can. But if you need to call in some requests, we're here for you. We'll have our team in place. We'll have various ones pray if those requests come in right now. So we're waiting. We'll wait on the Lord. We're just wanting to thank everybody for watching today. And I think last week we had about 340 views all told over the course of the week. You can watch this also. Praise the Lord. I think we have somebody. Yeah. address, 5508, 5508 Munford Road, M-U-N-F-O-R-D, Munford Road. And that's our zip code is 27612. Also, RiverOfLifeRaleigh.com. You can go in and find our